You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
In our meditation today, which is taken from Exodus chapter 20, verse 17, the Lord gives His people the Ten Commandments, also known as the Decalogue, meaning 10 words. God gave the Decalogue not just as a set of rules for His people. It was given to teach the sons of Israel how to relate to Him and to one another as His people. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 2, God said, "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage." The giving of the Decalogue was a theophany, a manifestation of the glory and power of God. And the manner it was given underscores its status as a revelation of God and His will, and in fact a revelation of Himself. It is also important to note that the Decalogue is the primary revelation following the deliverance of God's people from the slavery in Egypt. The people were redeemed first before they received the law. These commandments, therefore, are for the redeemed people of Israel, people who are already free. This is important because it reveals God's purpose. The people were saved not because they have perfectly obeyed God's commandments. They were redeemed because God wants to establish a covenant with them that they might become His own possession. And the Decalogue was given as a sign of that covenant. Jesus fulfills the old covenant and establishes a new one. In His Last Supper, Jesus took the chalice and said, "This chalice which is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood." Luke 22:20. And in this new covenant, those commandments are now written on our hearts. In Hebrews 8:8-10, Paul, quoting the prophet Jeremiah, says, "The days will come, says the Lord, when I will establish a new covenant with the house of Israel. This is the covenant that I will make. I will put my laws into their minds and write them on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people." Jesus fulfills the old covenant. On Mount Sinai, God gave the Decalogue, the 10 words, to teach His people how to live well. In His Sermon on the Mount, Jesus, the Word of God, taught His disciples how to live the beautiful and blessed life. Jesus also summarizes all the law into 2 commandments of love, the love of God and the love of neighbor. We can read that in Matthew 22. The greatest, which is the love of God, summarizes the first tablet of the Decalogue, and the second greatest commandment, the love of neighbor, summarizes the second tablet of the Decalogue. In this season of Lent, let us remember that Jesus poured out His blood for you and for me, establishing a new covenant. By His blood, we have been delivered from the Egypt of this world. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to His kingdom. And in this covenant, God's law is no longer written on tablets of stones, but on the flesh of human hearts.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.